Tom, how satisfied was this win?
Yeah, it was a great win. You know, took everything we got. So a lot of guys played hard. A lot of guys have been fighting through some stuff. So pretty special to get back to, you know, another AFC Championship game.
Guys, wait. We're going to, there's a microphone. We're going to pass the microphone around here, okay?
I guess how nice was it to have Gronk and Julian back out there and everybody back out there, all your offensive weapons, and it seems like you guys roll pretty nicely today?
Yeah, I thought we did a better job today than what we've been doing, but I think we could still do a lot better.
It has been a long time since you were able to see that kind of separation from guys and be able to find open space for people.
Yeah.
Did you have a feeling of uncertainty coming into the game as to whether or not it would look that way, or did you have were you pretty confident?
I thought we had a good plan. I thought, you know, we worked hard, studied this team, watched a lot of film. So I think the preparation was good. We had a good week of practice. I think we had plenty of plays out there that we left on the field, things that we can definitely do better. And I think we could be sharper next week. So that's what we're going to try to be. We're going to need it. Whoever we play, they're going to be a great team.
Tom, knowing him as you do for as long as you have, what did it take for Julian to get back and play in this game and play as well as he did in this game with you targeting him, a lot?
Yeah, I think he's worked his tail off. So he's always been one of the hardest workers, I've ever played with, one of the most determined young men that, you know, is on this team. And he's got as much heart as anybody. And it's a serious injury that I come back from, and to play the way that he did today was great. And all the receivers played great. Gronk played great. Backs played good. So it was great, you know, team win.
How important,
Tom, how difficult a matchup is Rob Gronkowski when he lines up wide? How does he benefit your offense when you use him out in space out there?
I mean, he's a tough matchup for everybody. He's got size and speed, so he's a tough matchup. Definitely made some big plays today. The touchdowns were big. It was a good defense. You know, they were getting up 11 points a game in the last however many weeks. And so we knew it was a challenge. They had a lot of good players. And, you know, I thought we just made, you know, a few more plays than they did.
How important was it to set the tempo on the first drive? Team, you went to Julian right away a couple of times, especially on that third and 10.
Yeah, it was good to get off to a fast start. We talked about that. And, you don't want to play this team from behind. And they hung in there. They're a very mentally tough team. They certainly don't quit out there. They played right hard right to the end. And, it took a lot to beat them. So it was a great win for our team.
Tom, you guys talk a lot about how hard it is to even win a single game in this league, but to make it to an AFC Championship game again, can you just talk about that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. It's hard to do, man. You got to grind throughout the entire year. And, there's only four teams playing next weekend, and we're one of them. And, that game means a lot. So we got to try to get as healthy as we can and see if we can, put together our best game of the year.
My apologies to someone already asked you this, but what were you thinking there in that second goal from the 11, trying to get the ball to Gronk, and then you
get the ball? Yeah, it's a slow takeoff. They were kind of, they had some coverage back there that was pretty focused on the receivers. On Julian and Gronk were on the same side, and I thought I could, try to make it, and we were close. So not close enough, but was glad to get in on the next play.
You've got some pretty good hits on both those guys, right?
Yeah. But it's football season, so you're used to it. There's bumps and bruises, but you just got to keep fighting through it.
Just as a follow-up to that, before the rushing touchdown, you and Josh kind of had a little competitive party on the sideline. Just what went into that and what brought it out in you?
It's just football, so there's a lot of emotion, especially in this game. He's done the best job. He's an incredible coach, and I'm lucky to have him. So it was great to, get it in there. And, we laughed about it about 3 minutes later. So,
Tom, while you'll be diplomatic in your answer, how much are you going to be pulling for Pittsburgh tomorrow so you can get the home field advantage next week?
Yeah, I won't root, you're not rooting too hard. I think whatever happens. And, whether we play here or whether we play there, you're going to have to play really well. I think that's what it comes down to. So they're two great football teams. We played them both this year already. And, it's going to take our best effort to beat them, whoever it is. Last one.
Tom, I just want to go back to that play again, if I can. When you went to the sidelines, did Josh say, what are you, out of your mind for going?
I don't remember exactly. I wanted us to challenge it because we were going to call a timeout.
Right.
So even if we challenge it, we still get the timeout. And he said, well, that's what we were doing. I said, why didn't you let me know? So it was just a little miscommunication. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tom.